10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino. Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, nobody could explain the sound, not the family, not the neighbors, not even years later. Then a second grandmother told a nearly identical story, and suddenly the mystery wasn't the scream itself, but what seemed to follow it.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Ah! Just a scream.
A scream in the night.
What we were just talking about on the introduction there. A scream in the night.
Yeah, but that, we weren't ready for that.
I know. That's, that was the point. That was the whole point.
I could add a heart attack.
We lose Carol during one of the podcasts. Now who's going to post the goddamn content?
God damn it.
And if I fall out of this chair, I could break a damn hip. I mean, think about it, Tony.
Aren't y'all glad you can watch us on YouTube now? Welcome to Del Boca Vista. and our weekly podcast, the Del Boca Vista Roundup. Yeah. Well, okay. So the screams in the night, I'm interested to hear what the story's about, but have you ever had that? Have you ever had where, I mean, almost like that. And so I did that for a purpose of kind of an example. I don't know where you just hear something like that. I've had it where I've heard like a loud bang and things of that nature where I thought like a bookshelf tipped over or something in the other room. And I would go over like there's nothing there. Nothing to explain the sound. But I've heard others too where people hear screams and shouts sometimes, but there's no one in the house. There's no one to make it. It's nothing on the outside. But it's essentially it's your mind that is alerting you in a very concerning way. Have you ever had anything like that?
It's like
exploding head syndrome.
Yeah. I have never heard a scream that wasn't.
Ever had a sound that wasn't there? That where you're like halfway.
I've heard
you're
my like, name.
Like you're woken. Okay, yeah.
And I did have the exploding head thing that we talked about before.
Yeah.
That I thought somebody had driven a car through my living room.
Yeah.
Was that bad?
Yep. I remember that.
And nothing.
Todd,
I never have.
No, I one time.
Have you ever time, heard your name?
The only thing I've told this story like 100. I don't have a lot of stories to tell in life, but I've told this one like 100 times on this podcast. When my mom was dying, I heard the voice that came across as I was falling asleep. Yeah. He was my only son.
Yes. Yep.
But it was a man's voice. So I don't know if mom was trying to tell me something from beyond the grave about who she used to be or something like that. But
was it God?
It came to me.
Talking to you about Jesus?
Ooh, interesting. Well, then I better get my shit straight if that's the case. Because
you didn't say begotten. If you'd have heard Begotten, that would have been a giveaway. You're talking about Jesus. Yeah.
I would have gone to school. I would have gone to the seminary at that point to make sure that I was safe. Yeah, but that's really the only time I've had that happen.
Yeah.
Our friend Lisa, who we work with,
yeah.
had her name whispered in her ear a couple of times.
Really?
Like really close whisper.
I don't like
That's creepy.
Was she kind of drifting off into sleep? Was it sleep related?
I thought you were going to say, was she kind of drunk at the time?
Knowing Lisa, drinking? It's possible. She does like her vino.
Shots involved in that. Or medication.
Or the combination
I've had
of both.
That. I will say I've had, and I don't even include them in the tally mark of those sort of weird experiences, because I have had that sort of stuff on medication more than not, because I think, I mean, it puts you in a weird mental state, some of them. And then plus, you know, I think it fucks with your sleep and your cycles of sleep and your, those few microseconds between being awake and not. And I feel like on some meds that gets to be a longer gray area than it normally is. And I feel like that I've had some of that where it's like, what was that? And it's like, oh, I'm on whatever, for whatever the hell it was. I had it when I had my arm surgery and when I had my, appendix out. I had some of those.
I've really only
I'm
had two side effects.
Medication again.
Yeah.
I've two side effects. I've never taken any medication.
I had really angry on something. Maybe it was some sort of prednisone or something. I don't know. But I was so angry on it. I was up in the middle of the night firing off angry emails to my boss.
That's always a great thing to do.
By the way, Tony, I got a text from him. We'll read that when we're done. I don't know what it's about, but he's the boss you had back in the day too. And the other one I had was not being able to take a shit. So those are the only two that I've really had with medication.
Yeah. Did you like have a conversation after that going, hey, by the way, I was on meds.
I was on steroids.
Or...
No, I kind of felt like he deserved it anyway. So it was.
There's moments. Everybody has their moments. Day. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and it wasn't one of those moments where you woke up the next day. It's like, oh, shit, I did that. Or were you like logged on and then you saw your old emails and,
No, I didn't. I went with it and I was fine doing it, but man, I was angrier than fuck. I don't know what the hell I was on.
Does anybody look back at like emails in the way you did emails 20 years ago? Cause I mean, we were doing them 20 years ago now, very differently than the way you do them today. I mean, I don't know. I feel like there was, I don't know. It may have, and I was also 20 years younger and stupider too. And being, you know, just like, more off the cuff of comments. I don't know. I'm much more reserved. I'm very brief on emails.
Are very brief on emails.
But I just like to get to the point of, I mean, I personally don't need pleasantries, so I assume no one else does either. You know? And that's probably wrong on my part, but I'm never trying to come across as cold. It's always just like, I just want to get whatever information somebody needs for the purpose of what they're trying to get done to them and without frills, basically.
Yeah. And that's something I had to get used to about you. Did I piss him off?
When Tony sends out an
email. That's just Tony.
When Tony sends out an email, the others of us are all like in a group chat going, is he okay today? Is everybody okay? Is he mad about something?
And then I'm the one going, no, he's just that way.
No.
No, I just like, here's information because that's how I process things. And then I'm not great at thinking of that with other folks of how might they process it all? But I'm like, that wastes time. Let's keep going.
Yep. I'm kind of the same way with my stuff. Yeah.
It's like everyone, like I want everybody. And I think everybody knows me. So like nobody's, you know, like I hope nobody's real questioning of that. But it's, you know, it's if there's ever an issue, people will know about it. Other than
that's
that,
good to know.
You know, but yeah, I mean, you would.
If there's a problem, you'll know about it.
There will be a proclamation from the hill at which we will stand at attention, and I shall air my grievances. You know,
at the hill.
That's how that'll work. But no, but I'm very. Here you go. But yeah, it's there's room for improvement there, without a doubt. I know that.
No.
but that's how I am. So I don't know how the hell we got down this road, but
like we always do. We just kind of start.
We're like, yeah. It's a weaving, meandering road of shit. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. And by the way, if you've not done so yet, if you're still with us, press subscribe wherever you are listening or watching so you don't miss any of our ghost stories. We put out tons of them every single day. The content you get on YouTube is our videos. If you want the podcast, check us out wherever you get podcasts. There's more ghost stories there on the podcast as well. So if you want ghost stories, we've been doing it pretty much longer than almost everybody. There's like two or three of us are still in existence. So you got the most ghost stories here if you want it. So do check that out and press subscribe. Let's go to a phone call. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi.
This is Josh from Georgia. Recently was talking to my grandmother about you guys' podcast and, you know, about how my story got put on the podcast and everything. And she decided to share a story with me. So here I am to share her story with you guys. She was 7 or 8 years old. She said her family of six, her being the third of the six children, had just moved into this new house, a small house, kind of back in rural North Georgia. They had to rent. They were kind of short on money, had to move around a lot. And this place came up available for rent, was a really, really nice price, and just came out of nowhere. So they decided, you know what, let's go with it. They move in, and they've been there for probably 2 or 3 days. And one night, my grandma was about half asleep, she said, and all of a sudden this wail, moan, scream. She said she couldn't describe it because it wasn't a sound that she had ever heard prior or since then. In her 65, almost 70 years now, said it was almost like human moaning, except it was ridiculously loud and it sounded like it was coming from everywhere. Said there was nowhere that, you know, you couldn't pinpoint where the sound was coming from. It felt like it was enveloping. It was just super loud, like unending. She said it was insanely loud, and she runs out of her room to find everyone else has already merged into their parents' bedroom, and they're all freaking out, of course. So while they're all, her and her, you know, three brothers and her two sisters and her, were in their parents' bedroom with their mother, who was also obviously freaking out, their dad running around the house with a shotgun. You know, is it a wolf? Is it some kind of animal? Is there somebody playing, you know, playing around with us? And never saw anything. Well, about 15 minutes later, the neighbors actually pulled up. The neighbors pulled up and asked. They said, did you guys hear that too? And at this point, her and her entire family had gotten out of the house. Well, when the neighbors pulled up and asked if they heard it too, they ran right back in to get away from whatever this was. It wasn't just attacking them, but it was apparently out there somewhere. And nothing else happened. They finally all fell asleep, woke up the next morning, and left. They literally left the next day. It was just a house they were, you know, used to moving as it was, so nothing to then to up and move again. But come to find out, she said, when they were leaving, there was this room that the owner or the caretaker or whatever had told them not to go into. He said, you know, nothing's wrong. The room's just always locked and nailed up. That's where, you know, whatever is, I don't know, a storage room or a hot water heater maybe. And come to find out, the previous owner of the house had hung himself in that room not long before the house came up for rent. So she thought forever that was why they heard that, was because this man was haunting the house or haunting the area. What really jumped out to me was that I've actually heard a story from my grandmother on the other side of the family about this inhuman, loud, just all enveloping scream that she heard the day before her uncle died. She said literally she heard it one time. It was awful, but she knew what it meant. And the next day, her uncle finally passed away of cancer. So when she told me the story, I asked her, I said, you know, did anybody die, you know, soon after the next day or, you know, soon after you heard that? And 2 days after she had heard that noise in her childhood, they had lost a close member of their family as well. So that's two different grandmas, two different families, and they did not talk to each other. We have heard this moaning, screaming, wailing noise, and this is, you know, decades apart from them hearing the noise, obviously. And they both lost somebody near and dear to their hearts, and near and dear to their family's hearts. So I guess I was just wondering, have you guys ever heard of anything like this? Have you heard of anything, a noise, some kind of warning sign that you're going to lose someone? And really not any kind of warning sign, but I think you've heard of this scream, this wail, before you lose a loved one, because this is two credible members of my family that, you know, I wouldn't tell my grandma she's a liar by any means. And they told this story, and they believe the story with everything they have. So I guess I'm just curious to hear maybe if you guys have heard of anything like this, and, you know, have heard of anything similar to this. Is it an area thing? Is there something? I don't know. Well, I don't know, guys. That's it for today. And I hope to hear this story on you guys' show so I can kind of see what's going on. Maybe if you guys heard something about it and tell my grandparents what you guys thought it was, that'd be awesome. Keep up the good work. Thanks.
That is creepy to hear, I guess, you know, the screams, and then it correlates, you know, with unfortunate deaths.
I have never heard anything quite like that.
Yeah, no. Me either. No.
And the fact that it happened on both sides, I don't know if it was both sides of his family or if it was a great grandma and a grandma. I'm assuming it was both sides. That's strange to me.
Yeah.
And the fact that the first one, though, might be a little bit different. The neighbors even came over. And they were like, what was that? Dad's got a shotgun out, you know? Like,
he's running around the house with a gun.
The house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they left. It was so loud and scary.
Yeah. And then what about this? When you do get, or if you do notice a pattern here that there's some sign or signal, whether it's this or whatever it may be. Sometimes people have dreams. Sometimes people have this or that. And then it correlates seemingly to someone dying. Once you get that message or you have that ability, do you communicate it? Do you try to ignore it? What do you do with that sort of knowledge?
I don't know, loud scream. And then you just announce to everyone in your family, oh, somebody's going to die. And then you look at each of them, who is it going to be? Like that, I don't know that I want that. I would not want that ability. Just the fact that somebody could die, who is it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
No, I think that's not the type of information I'd really want to have. Of course, we're going to have an infomercial for a new
I was going to say, you have been working on something.
We're going to hear a ghost story. And then our sponsor today, First Alert, has a new product out that integrates communicating with the dead and alerting you of when your loved ones are going to kick it. So we're going to hear about that in just a few moments. But let's go to a ghost story at 855-853-4802.
Hello, this is Diana Afufu from Baltimore, Maryland, with a story that I will call Get the Baby. Back in January 1994, I was home with my newborn baby, and it's approximately, I want to say about 2 in the a.m., and I don't know exactly what woke me up, but I do know I was lying flat on my back in the bedroom, and right directly across the hall, I can look into the baby's nursery, and I see part of her crib as well as a window that's in her bedroom. And I woke my eyes up, and I realized, and I was just frantic because I know I heard my baby stir, so I kind of figured that I better get up. And that's when I realized that I just can't move, and my brain is telling my arms and my legs to get up and go get the baby. I'm getting frustrated and my heart is starting to beat. I'm still looking across and I can look in the nursery and see through clearly. When out of the corner of my eye, I start to see, I want to say like a misty, foggy smoke or whatever, white. I remember it being white, forming right in between her bedroom and my own. And at this point, I'm really frustrated because I start to hear her cry. And my baby at the time was wearing a heart monitor. And whenever she fidgets or if the leads come loose, this monitor goes off and it makes a loud sound. And I'm still trying to tell my body to get up and go get the baby. And tears, I can remember just sliding out of my eyes, and I was just, I was so scared because I don't know what that form is, but it's still forming. It's still getting bigger and bigger, and it's right above the height of my doorway. At this time, the only thing my brain or voice was telling me was, call me, call me. And I didn't know who me was, but all I know in my mind was screaming, Jesus, help me. And as soon as I said Jesus, I was free of whatever it was that was holding my body down. I was able to roll out of my bed, jump up, cut the light on, run into her room, run past whatever that figure was, grab the heart monitor, grab the baby, and run through it again, slam my bedroom door and cut the lights on, trying to soothe the baby at the same time, cutting off this heart monitor that's making the ruckus. I believe I stayed in my room the rest of the night until my husband got home from night shift. And, man, when he got home, I had a story to tell him. I don't think I stayed in that apartment much longer, probably about 4 or 5 months after that, and I was out of there. Yes, that was my memory, and the only paranormal thing that I think that I ever seen. I've felt other things in the past, but that was the only thing I seen. I don't know what that mist was, and I don't care to know. Well, that's my story, and I just wanted to say thank you. I love your station. This is Diana again from Baltimore. Bye.
It was ectoplasm mist that's going to envelop your home. And if you call right now, we can give you the ectoplasm mist away spray for 5 easy payments of $7.99. Never let it come back again. That's what it was. I know
I
you didn't care
that
to know.
Story was terrifying.
Yes.
She's got this mist? Little baby in the next room on a heart monitor. Like, and she can't move and she can't get to the baby and there's this weird white mist. Like, that whole thing was terrifying.
That is.
And she told it in such a calm way.
Yeah, I'd be screaming and running around, like,
God,
getting the hell out of there.
Kidding, yeah.
I think I would, too. No, that's a horrifying story. Thank you for sharing that.
The weird thing, though, when she said she heard somebody say, call me, call me. Then when she calls out for Jesus, then she's able to move. So I guess that gave her like a little bit of a superpower right then.
I was thinking Blondie, but.
Blondie, help me.
Call me. Speaking of the hits, as you heard earlier, if only our first ghost story had the new First Alert Scream from the Dead alert device in their home, because this would alert them. And you'd know what it was coming from, too. It wouldn't just be coming through random speakers or wherever. It's the microwave. Who knew it had a speaker? This lets you know. This lets you know when others' times are coming. It's new from First Alert. Let's take a listen.
Are you sick of the shock when they drop dead on the floor? That awful last breath rattled and the smell from under the door. No more surprises, ladies. We've got the perfect fix. First Alert Screams from the Dead, your ghostly warning mix. Screams from the Dead. screams from the dead. It howls when they're about to croak. Screams from the dead. Screams from the dead. Gives you time to hide the pills and change the will. You joke. Your mother-in-law turning blue. Bowels letting loose in bed. The spirit in your hallway screams. She's shitting herself dead. Uncle Joe's liver's failing. He's coughing up black bile. The ghost yells two more days so you can fight for his estate with a smile. I used to cry for weeks. Now I have time to cancel his prescriptions and book the cheapest cremation. Satisfied customer, Linda from Ohio. Screams from the dead. Screams from the dead. For husbands, kids, and rotting bread. Screams from the dead. Screams from the dead. You'll never miss that final bed. Available at fine retailers everywhere. Batteries not included. Side effects may include vivid nightmares of maggots, uncontrollable inheritance fantasies, and the sudden urge to measure your family for coffins while they're still twitching. First alert screams from the dead. Because you deserve to know before the worms start their feast. Order now before it's too late.
Now, don't get me wrong, I'm all about innovation. But I feel...
Are you sick of the shock?
Okay, well, thank you. I feel like this might inspire people. You know, they may feel that they're... If they're testing the device or they're hearing the screams from the dead on the thing, and they're like, oh, this is an alert that someone's going to die, they may feel the urge to help usher that forward.
That
seems to be what, you know, and that is an intended consequence of this product. I think they may need to I don't know.
Do you have to check it? Like when you check your smoke detectors, you got to check the batteries in these things, you think?
Every once in a while, I would think. Otherwise, it might start malfunctioning. You don't want to get like a malfunction scream. And what happens then? You get the screams going off and nobody's really going to die. It's just a low battery. And there you go. First alert screams. It doesn't detect smoke. It detects doom. So I think, honest to God, here's an idea for a product. Here's a real one. Yeah. And this actually would probably be feasible. You use it with the devices that you already have, whether it's your phone or your Alexa or whatever, you know. Using AI, it's always monitoring conversations throughout the home. It's picking up everything everybody's saying, and it's analyzing these conversations. And then it alerts you of, you may be in a coercive control relationship. Are you being abused? I've noticed that you may not be being treated right now, or that it sends you like private alerts. So it's not like on the big screen, Jack's being a jackass, you know, or something, but it's like, hey, I've detected whatever going on in your household. Do you need help?
And it just goes to your phone, so like the other person doesn't see it, because that would be an issue, right?
Yeah. Yep. It's like a barometer of your relationships or your mental health or your situational health, I think is what you could call it. Something new. Situational health. How is the atmosphere in your home? And that can help keep it in line. It will detect if something's off. It's marketed more as like, if something's off, we want to help you. We want to help you, you know. But then if it gets really fucking off the rails, then it's like red alert time.
You know, the odd thing is, before we did the podcast, Carol was telling us that her AI was asking how her hip was doing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's like the first step into it, right? I mean, almost kind of getting there.
I don't think everybody, you know, truly wants to be monitored all the time, but big surprise, we already are.
Yeah, exactly.
So why don't we do something good? I don't think a lot of people would want that information, quite honestly. I think it would have to be something that, like, generationally they get into it, like, this is a good thing. I think most people who've lived in a world where you're not consciously being monitored 24/7 and then being psychologically evaluated by a computer, might not be, it might be a hard sell. But I do think it might be an interesting thing or an interesting app to have on a device that maybe somebody who's doing the coercive control or the shittiness is unaware of.
What if you're the one that it's pointing out?
Yeah, you're the one doing the shitty things.
I mean, number one, most of the time people aren't good at dealing with that sort of information. But if you do happen to be one of the rare folks that do take criticism and can go, oh, maybe it's me. Good. Then use it as a learning tool to do better and improve your behavior and learn your weaknesses and what's not going good for you. I think it could be incredibly helpful for that and breaking habits and breaking toxic behaviors and all sorts of shit. I can see it being very, very good. But again, it comes down to, do you want it? Do you want to learn to change, to be different, to be better, to improve? There's a whole market of folks who would. And there's a whole market of folks who this is the apocalypse.
But then would some people like pretend to be what they're not just so that they get the better score from the app?
I think you'd certainly have a level of that. But I think at the end of the day, too, like that's what the biggest thing, especially in coercive controlling like type relationships and toxic things like that. It's always about what goes on behind closed doors. So oftentimes people are like, I never saw that in public. They were like this. The mask drops. I mean, they'd have to keep the mask up all the time, like 24/7. And that's not very feasible for most. And that's what I think the interesting thing about the monitoring of it would be is it would catch every damn thing. I mean, it would catch horrific relationships and be able to alert of red flags, but it can also just take that out. Like say you're not in a toxic relationship or a toxic anything. And like you're using it just to better yourself. I could see it being incredibly powerful for that too. Giving you tips on thoughts on what you're doing and how you're communicating. And like, hey, I noticed this interaction with this person and they weren't as receptive as I thought you probably were hoping they would be. Maybe approach it this way next time. Give you, not to manipulate, but to better people's communication skills.
Yeah.
I think
I think everybody could use better communication skills. Yeah.
I mean, I think in a way it could, if it's adapted that way. I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's improved my communication skills in terms of the way I'm able to express myself, my vocabulary, my cadence, the lack of saying between everything. And that, as I just do it, that to me, is, and there's another crutch, as I'm telling you how I'm not doing it, going back to my very first air check with you when I was 14, Tony, stop doing that. But it really does. I would say it's improved it for me just because I'm using it so frequently over on news where we're doing stories and monologues. It's made me more concise through repetition of working my way through it compared to where I was even a year ago. And then look back 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. It's so dramatically different. But I wouldn't be there without these tools that are allowing to give me the reps in doing it.
Right.
And that's a tool that didn't exist a year ago, 2 years ago. So there's a lot of ways this can be used, I think, as a memory muscle, a speaking muscle, a psychological muscle in ways that we don't typically have them exercised.
I think you're going to have to get a celebrity spokesperson for it. Somebody like William Shatner or something like that, to come out and tout the product. I think that will help people wrap their arms around it.
I don't think William Shatner's
Shatner.
No, I think you have him and he's pitching it like it's Rescue 911. Can you only imagine?
That's what I was thinking.
If this existed back
that older people might understand it.
Didn't he do the first alert like smoke detectors for a while? Wasn't it him? I think so. I thought he might have.
Yeah. And go back to the Rescue 911 days. I think that would be great. He's playing a Rescue 911 pinball machine. Does anyone remember the Rescue 911 pinball machine?
No.
There actually was.
No.
I mean, it's. I remember playing it at the arcade,
and yes.
I have it like on an AI, or not an AI, but a emulator over there. Yeah, there was like a helicopter that, I'm not making this shit up. You can look it up. Like a helicopter flew over and picked up the ball and shit. And it was based on the television show. And it had the graphics on the screen, Rescue 911 Pinball. It was at Aladdin's Castle in Forest Mall as well.
Who has to sit in a boardroom someplace and go, okay, we got to pick a very successful TV show to make a pinball machine out of. And we're going to choose Rescue 911.
I know. Hey, I fucking loved it. I thought it was a great one.
I bet you did. I bet you did.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, it has the action, you know, elements to it with fight, like, you know, the, you know, emergency services. I don't know. But it's bizarre. It still stands out today as a bizarre pinball machine of Rescue 9, which there was an Unsolved Mysteries one, you know, with
that would be cool. That's a good one.
That would be. All right. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and everything else, check us out on Patreon. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online or our premium channel on Apple Podcasts. Press subscribe wherever you're listening or watching us right now so you don't miss any of our episodes, whether it be YouTube or whether it be wherever you get podcasts. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.